Some timid people are frightened and horrified by the view of the reality of nature as opposed to their silly fairy tale view of nature. As we mentioned, one of the main problems with the 1960s was the idiotic fantasy about pacifism. And if your view of the future is flower power, you may be part of the problem. Whatever happens, those people are going to be removed from power. They're going to be driven from power. And the new lords of the earth, the brutal lords of the earth, are going to take charge. As we mentioned, life is a challenge. If some people are frightened of that, then they deserve to lose, and they will be replaced. That's just the way it is. It's the way it's always been. So we need to be prepared for the violent world that's coming and for the brutal decisions that are going to have to be made. Nature is a process that cleans out the unfit, the diseased, and leaves a long-term, clean situation that has a long-term future. It's not all nice and pretty. It's not. And there's a very grim aspect to the rules of real nature as opposed to the fairy tale view of nature of so many of the middle-class, bourgeois, so-called environmentalists in the West. Truth is a powerful weapon. It's the most dangerous weapon in the world because it is reality. So truth is going to reassert itself. The political leaders may have the clocks, but nature controls the time. We are going to be returning to a long-term future. The imaginary world created by the political leaders, the bankers, the evangelists, the religious leaders, is just that, an imaginary future that's never going to exist. We need to get ready for a real future, and that's our mission, is to help prepare people for that future and to educate them. This is the end of this lecture.